Greetings, sovereigns. Join us as we explore new and old knowledge and ideas around food and health to help you achieve optimum states of wellness. Greetings, sovereigns. Today's podcast is all about water. I call it water's wonder. You know, water is so healing to our body. I don't think we're as aware as we should be about how crucial it is to consistently consume water in all forms, you know. And some of that consumption will be through food, you know. We don't always have to drink our water, but we can consume lots of waterlogged fruits that will allow us to get in some of the water that we need. And I'm saying that because I know some of us probably struggle with that, you know, getting in enough water every day. So today we'll talk a little bit about water, but I am going to take a different approach today because I want to consider water beyond the physical attributes so that we could explore a little bit about its energetics. So when, you know, like consider, when last have you actually truly considered how important water is for survival, but also for our healing, both on a physical and a spiritual level? And don't get me wrong, there are so many things that water does for our body, you know, physically. That's why I was suggesting, you know, make sure you keep track of how much water you consume every day. Water is great and excellent within the human body because it helps to lubricate our joints, you know. It helps to form saliva. Water acts as a shock absorber for our brain, for our spinal cord, and even our fetus, you know. Those women who are pregnant, we always think of the amniotic fluid, and we don't realize that that sac contains this fluid that is filled with water. It assists in flushing waste, mainly through our urination. And water helps to actually carry or transport a lot of nutrients to our various parts of our body through the bloodstream, right? Things like proteins and carbohydrates. Water also helps to regulate us, and you know, our body's internal system regulates through respiration and through sweating. So those are and one of the things I know is that if you're dehydrated, if you have to sweat, you're not going to sweat. Where will it come from? You know, so make sure you stay hydrated. And it's vital, you know. It is a vital nutrient to life and for every cell in our body. It also acts as a building material, you know. So it's really important to think about H2O. And all of its physical benefits, you know. But there's the energetic part of it too, you know. And I think that's something that we truly can consider and look at a little bit more. But before we do, let's just like briefly talk about the percentages of water that we can find across various parts of our body, since it's good for all of these amazing things and helps keeps the joints moving and keeps us agile and fluid. And when we talk about fluidity, that's a major energetic attribute of water. But let's cover the brain and the, you know, the kidney and the muscle, and let's talk about the percentages of water that we can find in each of these parts of our body. The brain and heart are composed of about 73% of water, and lungs are about 83% of water. The skin contains 64%, the kidneys 79%, and our bones are watery as well, right? That's about 31% of our bones contain water. And if you think about it, I think it's interesting to consider that it is a necessity for our human body, but that necessity can also be compared to the planet and how crucial water the crucial role that water plays in how our planet functions. So in this way, we could compare the role of water in the human body and the role of water in the planetary body that we call O'Neill. Remember the word O'Neill? If you do, wonderful, because that means that you listened to our previous podcast on fortified families. And if you haven't, I'd really love if you can, you know, take a couple of minutes after this podcast and go right back to our previous podcast and listen in and learn a little bit about how you can fortify families. Thank you for being here and thank you for tuning in again. So let's talk a little bit more about just the element of water and water in its energetic essence, right? I think it's an interesting element because of, you know, sometimes we don't consider it beyond quenching our thirst. You know, we never really do, at least not everyone. Maybe we just think it's a normal element that we encounter. So, you know, you don't give it a lot of thought. There's, you know, why should you? But, you know, water is a cleanser and it's also a container, right? Especially if you use it, you're using it energetically. Maybe you have altars and shrines and things like that. You can use that water in that way as a container. Water represents a couple of different energetic attributes. It represents emotions. It represents chaos. It represents all that is soft and what is yielding. Water has a negative polarity. It has memory and it is a container for spiritual energy, right? So energetically, water does have memory, which makes it retain imprints, right? And what it retains is dependent on the environment or the stimulus. It's also dependent on the audio, expression in the environment, and emotions that are present in the environment as well. So water receives, right? That's one of its attributes. Remember, we say it's soft and it's yielding, and it's also a container. And what do containers do? Containers hold things. And if something has a memory, it means that it can recall patterns of things. It can receive impressions, right? So water receives these impressions from outside influences. And some of those outside influences, like I said before, it could be audio, it could be expressions, emotions. Some of the examples of those are like music, language, sound, energy, even, and even thought, you know. So it's important to understand that if we say water is so dynamic in our bodies, and that it has memory, and it is a holder or a container or a vessel, then it means that, and it can receive imprints, it means that even the water within our own systems, all of our different organs, right, can also hold imprints and memory. And it can be charged and programmed as well too. And if that's the case, then it means that you can charge and program your various organs and also your body. Anything that water comes in contact with leaves an imprint on the water itself. So it's really, again, as we have conversation about, you know, just water and its healing attributes to the body, it's important to think about its energetic ability to heal as well and to receive and absorb energy from its environment. Why do I mention the energetic ability of water? I think it's important to think about just some of the simple things that you can do to affect change in your life through water, right? Apart from consuming it so that we could keep hydrated, I think it's important to think about how we can charge the water that we consume so that we are hydrating ourselves, but we're programming our water, right? Studies show that water is programmable, and its strongest influencer is emotion, right? And for those of you who know, emotion is energy in motion. So there's an ability for water to receive energetics of sound and whatever is in its environment. Water absorbs, and because of this, it will help to bind us to things like feeling and fluidity. It can hold memory, therefore, and it will act as the energy that it can be transformed through sound or words, right? It will act as whatever energy it is that you project to it, because again, it can be transformed, right? And that comes from the idea that it can hold memory, right? You can impress and imprint something into water. This is one of the reasons why sometimes you may see people receive water and they may place their hand over it or may say an affirmation over it before drinking it. I also think that even when people give others water, the same is done. There's also the practice of placing water in silver vessels or copper vessels because the water is able to take on some of the healing attributes of the copper and silver and support the person's system, whoever is drinking that particular water. People also say affirmations over large bodies of water as well too. So there's that understanding that this attribute of water gives us the opportunity to affirm, or what you all would call pray, over the water or your water before drinking it or serving it to others. So transfer that energy or that ashe into water. Affirm that it brings you healing, cellular rejuvenation, and fluidity. And this dynamic ability relates to the importance of self-talk, and it gives us a peek into understanding how songs and words can affect our emotional function as well. Because again, think about the brain, that's over 70% water, right? Think about all these other parts of the body that are 83% and 70 something percent. That's really important. We have water in us, in every single organ, even in our bones. So it's really important to make affirmations and to be very vigilant about the environments that we expose ourselves to and the sound frequencies that we expose ourselves to. That's really important because it's going to affect us. I really appreciate you all being here and listening in and tuning in to our Waters Wonder podcast this evening. If you get value from this particular podcast, please like and share with those who are close to you and dear to you. Please leave a review. And reviews really help because they give me a sense of how much value you've received from the podcast, and it will also help to inspire me to do longer podcasts and cover even more in-depth information about these topics. Please go to the blog on our page and read the article that is related to this podcast. I always add little additional tips and ideas, and I have a note to sisters on this particular podcast that I would like you to go to the website and read. So for those of you who do get to the website and read, if you leave a review, I'll know it was you. And I will big you up and shout you out on one of our lives. And for those of you who enjoy tuning into our lives, please look forward to a bit of a change in the lives. Reach out to me and let me know what are some great times that we can do a live on our Instagram feed so that way you can get involved. And our Instagram handle is The Sovereign Eats see you there at our next live, and, you know, keep in touch, stay connected, and stay royal. Peace and power to you all.